You've been listening to RevMediaNetwork.com, where the most influential ministers and Christian talk show hosts are brought to you daily, 24/7, on your online connection. Hi, this is David Yannis. Just want to jump into the show real quick, and I'll let you know that you're going to be listening to a pre-recorded show that was probably recorded, I'd say, roughly, maybe about 2-3 years ago when we first started broadcasting and stuff. Just to let you know that our station's up and running. We're doing live shows here from the station, and if you're ever involved and you want to go ahead and get yourself on the program, and that's what you want to do, then just send us an email. You can always email me at midwatch@midwatchwiththerev.com. Again, that is midwatch@midwatchwiththerev.com. So I'm praying that you are enjoying the show, and that you are thinking about joining in and partnering with us. If you can think about that, you can go to donate on any of our websites, or you can send a gift at P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. We've been offering these programs to churches out there. So if your church is a church that wants to be out on the airwaves, and we're trying to socialize this site as much as possible, we're trying to get onto as many socialized chat rooms and like Facebook, Twitter, things like that, MySpace, you are more than welcome to take our encoder, which is actually the play that you're listening to. If you go to the sub menu on that, and while it's playing, you can pause it and hit sub menu, and you will see the Hotmail code, and you can click that and put that on your websites and put that wherever the sites are can go. I don't want you to go get in trouble at work and putting the things on the wrong things. Now, let me tell you the history of the station, and just for you to understand why we've decided to go ahead and do it this way. And that is that in about six years ago, I really felt the leading of the Lord to get me to go ahead and start a broadcast and stuff. I was actually calling a station in New York to try and get my programs on there, just to advertise my book that I wrote, my first book I wrote, which was My Military Life and the Power of God. And when I put that together, what happened was that they liked the promo that I made for the book so well that they asked me to start sending them CDs, to start sending them tapes, or anything so they can get me on some more promos. Well, everything led to them asking me for a demo show. So when I finally got a demo show together and put it together, I just made up this title, Midwatch with the Rev, to go kind of coincide with the time that I spent in the military standing up and watching the watches that we had to take. You always get up in the middle of the night, and it's the worst watch that you don't want to get up for. It's the midwatch. And when you would stand that watch, you would be responsible for an entire ship out there in the middle of the ocean. There's only maybe 3 people on our midwatch. It was a guy that in our department, which was a guy that was on aft lookout, and that's the person in the back of the ship watching if anyone falls overboard. Person on forward lookout, which is the person that stood on top of the entire ship and with binoculars and looked out there, see if there's any contacts within his view. And then there was the person that drove the ship and was responsible for driving. So I thought that was a unique thing, that person was on the midwatch when nobody would want to stay up at night and watch, when nobody want to stay up at night and make sure they're protected, when nobody wanted to stay up at night and drive and get a course for them and stay on course in the roughest of seas and the roughest of oceans. That to me named my show, because it is what we do. It is who we are. We speak with our hearts and our minds, but we have to be able to stand in the times when it's the toughest, when nobody else wants to do it, and bring out the Word of God. Amen. And so when I sent that title in, they liked the CD, and of course, our show became one of the most downloaded shows in New York at that time from that Christian station. And it was a blessing to be on that station for quite some time. But then I started noticing all the checks I had to keep writing to keep myself on the air, and it got really crazy. It got really expensive. So what I did next was I started to just do podcasting, you know, basically have a website and put some of our old shows on there and let them click on what they want to click on and listen to what they want to listen. But I noticed that most people probably need a little bit of encouragement to go and click on stuff. And I'm thinking, why can't I just put a site together where I can just broadcast with other ministers and put things to a player and get things rolling and build a station? And I had a pastor come in on my show one time, on one of my podcast shows that I was doing, and we would pre-record them and put them on the air. And he would actually go ahead and talk to me a little bit further about the show. And he was just so talented, so gifted on the radio. And he's actually going to be a guest this Sunday, coming to our church to preach here in Metro Church in Atascocita. He actually taught so well, so eloquent on the show. And I mean, you couldn't stump him. Every question he had an answer for. That's the awesome guest. That's the kind of guest you want. The ones you can't stump. The ones that can bail you out when you get stumped. The ones that know the word more than you, or a little bit more in depth. And it's amazing because, you know, you think you know a lot, and then you meet someone that is so awesome and gray-headed and loves the Lord just as much as you do and on fire. And it's amazing. But yeah, he talked to me for a few minutes, and what he said was something real basic. And that was this. He said, "Why don't you build your own station, David?" And that's how he talks. "Why don't you build it yourself?" He goes, "You're so smart. You know how to get things done. You're a mover and a shaker. Make your own station." He goes, "I bet you're going to have one of your stations one day." Of course, when he said that, I thought of the stations that you would have that were like a terrestrial station, a station that would basically be out there. As far as like a radio station with airwaves and having to buy permits and stuff like that. I thought that's the station he was going to talk about. And of course, naturally, that's what you're gonna see and what you're gonna do and what you're gonna hear. Now, I know that God has a better plan. Amen. That God has things that are more direct. A little more dedicated, a little more detailed than what our ideas were. And when he said that, I just left it in the bank, in my heart, and said, "Okay, God, when it's time for that to come out, you can cash it out, take it out, let me know what to do." Well, I started getting the itch again to get back on the airwaves and to get out there and to minister the gospel and to make things a little bit more different. Out there on the radio, and I tried thinking about just changing my format, thinking about changing different things, but nothing I can think of actually was going to impact as much as I thought it would impact. And I really thought that let me get this feedback down. Okay, I really thought that I was going to be able to probably raise some supporters as far as like investors and build a station, but it wasn't what God was leading to. In fact, God led me to do a few other talk shows in other places. I'm like, "Lord, I don't want to go back on the air and just be sending a check and having them broadcast my show. I want to be part of it. I mean, if I can't, not necessarily own it, but have decision rights in this thing, I don't want to be a part of it." And everything out there on the web and through the terrestrial stations, and I tried XM and Sirius Radio as well, but then when they had that merger, it kind of messed up things on that part, so I just never went back on that. I felt really God shut that door, and I started feeling in my heart that you know what, these mobile devices that we all carry around called phones and stuff are going to be able to hook up to our radios one day. And they maybe can. I may just not know that. And they're going to be able to play whatever you want to play from your phone to your actual radio on while you're driving or something like that. Someone's going to make the bridge or the gap that we need to get internet signals to your cars and to your homes without having the internet. Someone's going to figure out that, and someone little genius will make that happen. So I decided, you know what, I'm going to build a station online. That way I have a talent base and have everybody out there that is gifted by the Lord, and have them already running, have this channel, not only this channel, but other channels built, that this station will be basically like if you look at cable, and most of us all do, and you see USA Channel or TNT or Sci-Fi, you know, they have channels with particular meanings to them, particular themes, particular drama, particular medical shows. And if we can have channels like that built up all the way around, where you can actually have 1 to 3 to 7 channels, a kids channel, a women's channel, a sports channel, Everything. If we can do that, if we can possibly get something built like that, and then someone bridges the gap within 3 to 5 years, and I'm telling you everything. I think we can do pretty good. I think we can do really good. So that is the idea of this entire show thing. That's the whole idea of this entire thing that we're doing. And I want to let you know that God has been blessing. I want to thank my brother, who he was here at the studio maybe about 20 minutes ago and he had to take off. God has brought him around in a great way. God has brought him around in an awesome way. I mean, if you knew his testimony, you would be surprised at what God is doing. You would be surprised at what's he doing now. So all I can say is God is good. God is doing awesome things. My brother was able to get all these I don't know what you call them, cubicles, walls, and desks and stuff. The station looks awesome. It looks great. Not only that, he was able to help us transport it all. And my brother-in-law Arno was, and my nephew Fernando, all did their parts as well. You know, you never know who's going to help, but when they help, they're just awesome, because this is a work for the Lord. They don't realize that because of the Saturday, now I did take them to Spring Creek and feed them, so don't get me wrong. They're still going to be blessed even more than that, because instead of just having this show in a regular office, just a genuine office, instead of just having this show in a regular building and have everything already built for it, already stationed for it. Everything we got has been blessed, and everyone that's helped has been a blessing, because they're going to be part of everything that we touch from here on out. They know, they're going to know this, that from that Saturday that they gave up, from that Saturday that they put their entire heart into helping us, and they didn't have to help us in the middle of June in the hottest part of the summer. They're out there sweating, and they helped build this station, helped bring all these cubicles in, and they were in storage. And thank the Lord that we only did it in one load. And I'm telling you guys, if you're not willing to sweat for your ministry, who will? Come on, let's think about that. If you're not willing to sacrifice and sweat for your ministry, then who will? God wants to sacrifice and sweat from the men and women of God out there. We want changes in our lives. We want changes in our marriage. Well, we got to sacrifice. You got to put in the effort. You got to make things happen. Well, I want to also thank my pastor, Pastor David Hope, who I co-pastor and associate pastor here at the church, and I help out and preach on Sunday nights and help out with the youth as they need it as well. But he's given me a lot of run room here, and opened up the doors for me to do whatever I need to do with this building. He said, "Here's the building, brother. The building's here. You got a vision. Build it." And it's a great thing to sit with a man of God who's not threatened, that is not, he has a very high self-esteem. He is not going to be, what's the word I'm looking for? I just lost it. Paranoid? No, that's not the word. Come on, you got to help me here. Insecurity. There's no insecurity in him. He has no insecurity in him when it comes to being the man of God that he is and that his church has for him. He is not threatened by a younger ministry. He's not threatened by a person that just loves God and has a vision to go global in media, global in preaching, global in healing. Amen. Well, I asked Pastor for the space, and he let us have it. Not even a question. My wife and the kids, we all painted the room. It was kind of fun. The kids couldn't believe how fast Dad could paint. I helped them out a little bit. Then I came back in the room, helped them a little bit more, and I could see they were lagging behind, so I got the rollers and start going. And I said, "Son, Daddy used to paint all day in the Navy. Trust me, as long as it ain't gray, I'll go ahead and paint. I ain't painting gray anymore, my friends. Those days are behind me." I know that one thing for sure is that when we put this thing together, I was trying to see what kind of things I needed, what kind of equipment. Well, you see, over the years, God's added everything I needed for this station. We're minus one computer, maybe two computers, but we're daggling back and forth with a couple of laptops and my computers from the house to get things going. And I'm just being honest with you, It is a tall task to put some of this thing together. Very tall, tall, tall task. It's very tall. And the thing is, I'm going to tell you some secrets, and hopefully I don't get in trouble for these secrets. But I joined a station, learned what they were doing, and duplicated it in a way. I not really take it verbatim, but I had to just get the idea how to do this. And now we have a station. It's working. It's running. It's amazing. But God directed me to make this thing happen, make this thing grow, make this thing a blessing. And just to let you know, we've only been on the air since June, but we've been broadcasting for over 5 years now. I've been preaching for 15 years at least, 16 years. And I tell you what, for those friends that are listening from my school, SES, my alumni friends, I love you all. It's been a blessing talking to each of you on Facebook and on Twitter. I want you to continue to listen. Get your churches in here. Get them to send us their demos. Send us their CDs or the MP3s. We'll get them on the air. Give us your directions for your church. And that's another thing I want to say. If y'all want to put together anything that you want to announce on the air, if there's an upcoming event, anything, just put give it to us. We'll broadcast it. If you want to announce where your church is and service times, let us know. We'll cut a script, or if you know how to do that, get your pastor to record something and send it to us, and we'll get it on the air. Only thing we do ask, it's a legitimate church, that you just don't make up a church to go on the air. But then other than that, we're fine. We'll get this thing running. We'll make this thing happen. And I just want to also thank my wife. Can't forget her and the kids. They actually did a whole bunch. You got to understand, I built this station, I released a book all at the same time, and that is hard, my friends. That is very difficult. In fact, I released the book just before I started building the station, but I had so much preliminary stuff to do to finalize the book. And it was finalized. We now have my book almost out of grace. It's on my website. It's at Amazon.com, Barnes and Noble, Walmart, Target, everywhere. And what you can do is, when you find that book, buy it. That'll help me out. That'll help secure some finances to make this thing happen even bigger. Because it does take money to build a ministry. It does take money to build things. And the other thing that I do know is that, my wife helped a lot. She's just saying, go for it. Do it. Go. Make it happen. Make it happen. And we've allowed it to happen. We've allowed many things to go through, many things to happen for this ministry through this show. Now, the only other thing I can think of is beyond this that we're doing that is important, of course, is the book releases and stuff. But we also have a publishing company, and our publishing company publishes Christian books, and it's a publishing arm for the ministry. So it's a nonprofit, and we only publish Christian books. And it's very not too hard to get your book out there. You just got to learn the system a little, and then you can get it out there. And we're going to start doing some marketing, and once the marketing works for my book, we'll offer it for the other books and stuff. But Rev Media Network, we have had right now, I can count over 36 salvations already online, which is an awesome thing. I had my pastor write a little salvation prayer, and 36 people have visited that section of the website. We had over 26 people go and read the prayer request for prayers, and I believe they're healed. It's a healing prayer he has online. And we're going to add some stuff. I'm going to add some visual stuff to the website for now on, because we have nothing but audio. We have no video yet, but we have a goal to have video out there. But video is a little bit harder to come by. If you don't know what you're doing, audio is the quickest and safest way and easiest way to get things done. So I just want to jump in for like a half hour here, talk to you just for a few minutes, give you updates about the station. Our traffic has had about 4,000 hits already this last week, which is not much to much some people, but you got to understand, we started in June. We went to 2,000 hits the next month. We started in May. So in May there's 2,000 hits. In June there was 8,000 hits. And this month we're already halfway there. We're only not even finished with halfway of the month, like one third, 1 week and a half, and we've already almost finished halfway where we're at. So we're probably gonna top out to 10,000 this month, which will be good in hits and views. We're averaging anywhere between 200 to 300 visitors a day that stay and listen to the shows and that are here in the programs. There's some of them averaging 30 to 40 people listening for 45 minutes, listening for an hour, I think 10 to 20 people. We have visits from Israel, Russia, India, Pakistan, Germany, Netherlands, Russia. Russia loves us. Russia loves us. Czechoslovakia loves us. Poland loves us. We have all these countries that are listening. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing. I mean, Israel is listening. So if you haven't, and you haven't tuned in and heard our show on a regular basis, I promise you, you're going to love the hosts that we have here. We have two great hosts besides myself and Pastor David Hope, who is usually my co-host on my shows. And he'll probably be coming on our shows once a week, maybe twice a week. And we have my brother's going to be on the show with us here and there. Then I'm going to have guests call in. We can do call-ins for guests to call in and stuff. We're going to open up the lines at some time for people to call in and talk to us about the programs and stuff. But until then, we're just going to have interviews for right now. And the other thing is, we have Pastor Charles Mallett in North Carolina. He is an awesome, awesome man of God of prayer and faith. He is doing his services on Friday nights and Sunday afternoon. So Friday nights at 8 o'clock Central Time and 2 o'clock on Sundays Central Time. And he is an awesome man and healer. All he does is heal and talk about purity and holiness, and he's an awesome man of God. Good Holy Ghost filled preacher. Awesome. Awesome. Then we also have Mr. Dana Smith with Warn, WARN Radio. If you want to know about Warn Radio, go to warnradio.com. This man is a man of God on Watchmen. He is the Watchman at the night. That's his call sign, is Watchman. And he does great shows on news. He has a news and Bible study on, I believe, on Saturday nights and on Tuesday nights. He has a guest and host come and co-host his shows, and they talk about rights and politics and talk about how our rights are leaving us. Recently, they had Jonathan Sperry movie on there, which is coming out on September 18th. I want to give a plug in for that. And that movie, if you want to learn about the Sperry movie, how you can get involved, go to sperrymovie.com, and you can see how you can bring the show to your theater. He did an awesome show on that. Awesome, awesome show on that. And the producer, I think it's a Rich Cristiano. He was on the show, and he has some very great guests. In fact, they're sending us a lot of traffic, so I want y'all to go visit his site as well. You can also look at his other shows that he had. He had a minister in Phoenix that the police came into his house and raided his house during a prayer Bible study. Go to Warn USA to watch the archive on that. I'm going to try and see if he lets me put that on my site so y'all can look at it as well. I'm pretty sure he will. He doesn't mind. He's a great man. So, yeah, he has some great things about civil rights. And in fact, that pastor in Phoenix was charged with 113 or 112 charges for having church in his house. And he wasn't having church. He was just having a get-together and had prayer, and that was it. And no cars were in the parking lot. They're all in his house, all in his driveway. So very ridiculous what happened out there. But anyway, Dana Smith, Warn Radio, does some awesome things. He's broadcasting some awesome things as well. Well, I'm going to go ahead and cut out off the show right now. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, I want you to continue to listen to us, continue to hear what we have and what kind of shows are coming to you. We just wanted to come in for about 30 minutes here, let you know that we're broadcasting, we're making things happen. Oh, yeah, on Dana Smith's show, it's on Tuesday nights. So tomorrow night and Thursday night, so Tuesday, Thursday nights, and Saturday nights, it's at 8 o'clock Central Time. So you're going to be able to hear the show. I release the signal to him, and he takes that signal, and he broadcasts us all around the world with it. In fact, a lot of our international traffic has come through his site. Now, I know that the show God has been giving us people to partner with. Right now, we have two partners that we're partnering our show with. The other partner is Sister Kathy at Sunday Radio. And it's amazing. She has people that she already has in there, people that are actually visiting and happening, and the hosts that she has are pretty nice. They're all out there broadcasting. That's where we got Charles from. But not only that, is that he actually the thing that he does is that she does is she allows us to go on her site and we'll have our code embedded in hers, and it plays there so people can listen to Rev Media Network from her site. And that is awesome, because we don't have to worry about trying to find different people to come in, but these people are helping us get the traffic out there. And I'm trying to find her website so I can give it to you, so just give me 1 second as I look through here. And she's on our Rev Media Network, and she says Simulcast Partners, and her website is, let's see, Sunday International. Let me just click on this and let you know. But just to let you know, we're still getting all the tools working here. For some reason, computers are a pain in the rear end here. They sometimes work and sometimes don't work. The encoder that we can use specifically built for this station is not as reliable as I'd wish, but I guess that's with everything. You never know. Yes, her website is sonintl.org, suninternational.org. If you can go suninternational.org, you'll find her website. You'll see all the archives. She has a lot of video on hers, though, too, so you'll be able to get some good things. But my idea is, if I can partner with ministers, the men and women of God, and put together a good stream, put together good programs, and people that are established use their stream and they use our stream, and we build, and we give up airtime, they give up airtime, it's a win-win, and we're going to make people more aware of the gospel. But not only that, but it defeats the enemy, because we're able to bind together as brothers and sisters in Christ and build this thing. And in the search engines, we'll find all of our sites linked together. It gets bigger and bigger. It's just a good thing. It's a good thing. Amen. Well, I want to thank you again for tuning in to Midwatch with the Rev. I'm going to put something else on for you and let you hear the program that was broadcasting earlier. Let me see what that program was. I can tell you what it was. Oh, yes, Survivors. Survivors was one of my best shows, I think, because it talks about, and you're going to listen to it. It just started. You're about 2 minutes into it. But Survivors, I'm going to pre-plug this because I love this show. It talks about having to face the life when you've prayed it all out, and you're still sick, and you're still hurting, and you're still in pain, or maybe someone passed away that had a great walk in faith, that walked in life, that went to the bitter end and believed but still passed on. It's a great, great turn on that. It kind of gives you the idea of what's going on. So let me turn you over to Survivors. I'm going to go ahead and just start it right now. So God bless. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for hearing my show. And please, please, please listen to Rev Media Network whenever you get a chance. Tell your friends at work, all that. Send a link out to them. That way they don't think it's me spamming everybody. So God bless. Thank you again. Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yannis, and you are listening to Midwatch with the Rev. God bless you, my friends. If you've heard that call sign over the last 5 years, you have heard that through our podcast stations, through stations that we used to be on the air, through radio, regular radio, through terrestrial stations, and now we are on revmedianetwork.com. Our address has changed, so when they broadcast our broadcasting, sometimes you hear our old address, which is the 2981 address. Our address is P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. Again, our address has changed to P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. If you hear this broadcast throughout the day, we're trying to let y'all know that our address has changed. We've had calls and stuff about the new address, so we're trying to get that information to you and to let you know that you are listening to the most influential ministers, and Christian talk show host on here with the original program on RevMediaNetwork.com. Thank you again. God bless you.